We wrote to the governor because as a group of physicians and other healthcare providers in the state of Colorado, we have a long-abiding interest in the public health issues that affect the residents here in this state. And it's really become much more apparent over the last few years that unconventional oil and gas extraction or fracking holds several perils that the public in general is not being made well aware of. And these perils hold significant implications for long-term health outcomes for residents of the state of Colorado. And we felt that the study had significant limitations in terms of its conclusions, and that the conclusions were inordinately reassuring in a way that was not possible from the data that the study used. So we wanted to speak up to the governor about those concerns.
Your letter states, if I could quote from it, our CDPH&E director should refrain from issuing public reassurances based on conclusions of studies that are neither published nor peer-reviewed, nor should he be dismissive of published peer-reviewed research conducted by the Colorado School of Public Health and other well-respected institutions. Such actions on his part reduce the credibility of the agency in many other regards, end quote. Dr. Moore, how are the CDPH&E study results a public reassurance?
Well, I think that's the real crux. I think there are no reassurance. I think, number one, the study itself has never been peer-reviewed. That is a gold standard. When you publish a set of data and you do a study, what you hope is that somebody else who is similarly interested and has good credentials for that kind of information will take a look at that and write an opinion that, yep, that was a valid study and those conclusions are valid, or write a dissenting opinion, but at least give some feedback. And this document has not had the benefit of that kind of feedback. Secondarily, I think for the head of the Department of Public Health to make statements and base the statements on faulty conclusions from incomplete data simply does lend to the dysfunction that occurs when somebody is trying to reassure a whole population that everything is just great, it's okay, and let's keep pushing on forward, when there's an incredible amount of evidence that that is not so.
What are the recommendations of physicians for social responsibility to the governor?
We really feel that it's time for a timeout. And we have been to meetings of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. We have spoken up at those meetings. We have had the strong feeling that permits for oil and gas extraction continue to be provided from this organization, which is their responsibility, with little or no regard for health and well-being issues of the residents of the state of Colorado. At least it isn't very well demonstrated, because well over 90% of the time a permit is applied for, it's issued. It's issued. Right. Without really other significant ongoing study about the issues that creates for the local resident. So what we're asking for is, number one, a moratorium on fracking activity in the state of Colorado. While we can sit down together, because I don't think we've had a sit down together with the legislature and the governor and concerned citizens and physicians and healthcare providers, and really go over what it is that we're risking by continuing the activity. We think that the risks are significant and they're being minimized, and the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission simply is not adhering to the mandate they have to protect or be concerned for, advocate for the public health and safety.